Do you and your partner want 2026 to be the most connected, fun, happy year ever? We're going to give you a framework that's going to help you get there.
Hello, all, and welcome to the Relationship Innovation Podcast. I am Tara Kerwin.
And my name is EJ Kerwin.
We're so excited to be here and do this podcast. It's like one of our favorite ones we do at the beginning of every year. How to avoid disconnection in the new year. We're going to prep you guys for having the most connected 2026 ever.
And we want it to be beyond like, oh, it'll be nice. Like, we want to actually give you a framework to achieve what you want together in this next year. And one way we're going to help you take that extra step is if you join our free Patreon community, mm-hmm. which there's a link in the show notes. You can join 100% free. We're going to have a post in there that accompanies this show that will have the framework that you can print out, sit down, and do this whole exercise together in staying together, nailing some real clear intentions, mm-hmm. the obstacles to them, and how you're going to achieve it in the new year.
So if you want 2026 to be the most connected for you and your partner, give this a listen.
All right. So the first thing we want you to do, I mean, obviously is, you know, probably you're listening to this alone. Some couples listen to it together or they listen to it separate times, whatever. But you're going to just bring it up to your partner. And the great thing about doing this right now versus like in March or April or May is like there's a context to it, right? Is like, you know, setting intentions for the next year is like normal, you know?
Yeah, there's always just like this like feels like, oh, it's like a new start, a fresh start. And that can feel really empowering because some people get so lost and like it'll never be different. It could never be. And just that idea of like New Year's resolutions, we call them intentions. Intention plus action equals result. It's a really good place to start, symbolically, I feel like.
So you're bringing it up to your partner. You're saying like, hey, let's just like sit down and let's make our intentions for this next year together, right? And it's not in this like, oh, something's screwed up about our relationship. It's not like, hey, we got to sit down and like talk about our problems. It's super positive. It's like, let's set our intentions for this next year.
Also, like this framework is going to help you connect daily, weekly, and monthly. So it's not about just like putting it out there and then the hope is that we cross our fingers like, okay. It's like pretty intentional what we're going to be talking about today because we know with intention plus action and consistency, you will get the desired results.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. The first thing you guys are going to do, you're going to sit down. You got some space. You're, you know, you might still be in vacation. You might have just got back into the swing of things.
Kids might still be at home.
Who knows?
Driving you crazy.
The first thing you guys are going to do is just reflect back on the last year, right? What are some of the wins from last year? And those can be big wins. Those can be small wins.
The second thing you want to do is what were the lessons we learned last year, right? We all, even when we go through difficult moments, we learn lessons from them. Well, the hope is we learn lessons from them and we can identify those so we can take those into this discussion.
And it could be lessons that you guys as a couple have learned from last year. It could be lessons that each of you individually learned about yourself, about the pace of your life, like whatever it is. It's what are the lessons that we've learned from last year?
And I know you like this third one.
I do like the third one. The third one is what do we need to let go of? And that always like, for me, that feels great. It's like, what can I just like, what can I unburden myself with? And I know like that we've talked a lot about like 25 being sort of a tough year for us.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, there are certainly things where when Tara and I really go through this exercise together and do it at home, like there are definitely some things I cannot wait to let go of. But if I'm not intentional about it, I might carry them right with me into 26.
Yeah, somehow just awareness and like the idea and even symbolically letting go is, I guess, cathartic and experiential. And then you also want to not only identify what you want to let go of, but what are the patterns? Like, name just one pattern that you do not want to repeat in the year of 2026. And we'll share like a personal story. We won't go through our entire thing because that would be like a 2-hour podcast. But so you're going to, the first part is you're reflecting on your last year. Big wins, small wins, any wins. Wins are really good. Then you're going to say, here are the lessons of last year that we're really taking in with intention so that we can provide this vision for our 2026. What do you need to let go of so that doesn't hold you back and stay stuck and make you feel heavy? And then one pattern that you do not want to repeat in 2026. Yeah. And we'll just share. We have not gone through this yet.
No.
So we'll do a personal share of EJ. What is one pattern that you do not want to repeat for the year 2026 that you identified?
Like, I really want to break out of this pattern that we have of maybe me talking in a way that's like, that you find harsh or you feel like, you know, like emotionally unsafe. And that then I see you sort of like withdrawing from me. Like, I want to like figure out a way to avoid that pattern, because I think it's like super unhealthy. And a lot of times I don't even know, like, I don't even know what I've done or said. But I definitely, like, especially in these last couple weeks, have really tried to reflect and notice when I am just like a little more sharp or just like perfunctory or whatever. Like, so yeah, I want to break the pattern of me and my communication shutting you down or scaring you or making you really not enjoy being around me.
Thank you. I love that. Yeah. I want to break the pattern of kind of being in avoidance around like finances. Cause for me, like, even growing up, like, scarcity was a big thing. And so I just wanted to like, just like, okay, we're okay. Everything's good. Like, we're good. And so my pattern of avoiding definitely developed some, you know, some negative underlying dynamics with us. And so I want to just like be in the know, and I want to feel really empowered in it and not scared of it. So that is the pattern I want to break.
And here's something that a sort of next level tip we can give you is that when your partner tells you what, you know, what they think the big win or the small win, or if they tell you like, we just did what is a pattern that you don't want to repeat, you can validate it by just saying like this. I can say like, okay, Tara, like, I hear that the pattern that you want to break and let go of is avoidance around finances. Mm-hmm. And is that accurate?
That is accurate.
Yeah. And if I had like, and let's say I said instead, hey, Tara, I heard the pattern that you want to break is the frustration that you have with our finances. Is that right?
No.
Yeah. See, so Tara, oh. So like, Tara has that ability then. It's a practice thing of like, did I actually listen? Am I actually hearing what you're saying? And then your partner has the ability to be like, yeah, well, actually, no, what I meant was, because a lot of times we sort of automatically run things through our own filter. And anytime throughout this entire exercise, you can validate your partner by merely repeating what it is that they just said. That's going to help.
And I hear that the pattern you want to break is really being aware around more of the harsh tones. Sometimes you notice if I start to like become emotionally unsafe or something, that you want to recognize.
Yeah. What it is that the pattern I want to break is a pattern of communication where I communicate to you in a way where you withdraw from me or become like, you know, feel emotionally unsafe.
See, awesome. I'm glad I clarified, because I know that there's a lot there. Okay. So the second piece, by the way, there's 6 parts to this framework, just to let you know. So the first one is reflecting on the last year. We kind of just did like, you know, the few things that you can answer. The second one is so huge. What is your vision for 2026?
Yeah. And there's a specific sort of like exercise we want you to do here. And I think it's kind of fun. So what it would be Tara and I sitting down and sort of pretending it's the last week of December in 2026. So, you know, a year from now, basically.
Yeah.
And that we're looking back on what's different in a positive way at that period versus now. Like, what's changed positively in our relationship, in our life. You know, we're looking back and be like, man, I really did a good job of communicating with you in a way where you felt really safe. And, and man, Tara, you were like so good this year, like bringing up money and being willing to talk about tough things financially. And you said, you know, you wanted to go over the budget without me bringing it up. And, you know, so it's you and your partner pretending it's a year from now, looking back on all of your successes together.
So that what that is going to do is going to help you create your intentions because you're already like feeling like it's happened. We do this a lot with our couples goals. Like if you left here and your relationship felt really good, what would it feel like? What would it look like? So the reflection, right, that it's already happening, that you're already living that life, how have you lived this year? How have you loved with you and your partner this year? How have you cared for yourself? And there's some categories that you can choose from. And we just want you to pick three so it's not super overwhelming.
And I think this will help, right? Because then instead of it being like, oh gosh, how do I look back on what would I like to be different? Is think of like, okay, if a year from now is looking back on our relationship, our health, our work, money, home, fun, and spirituality. You know, you're going to take those categories, and again, they're in the Patreon group, and you can, again, print this out and look at those. You're going to pick three of those together that you're going to focus on, like, what's the conversation you want to have a year from now about the successes you've had in those three areas?
And we're really hoping that one of the areas you choose is your intimate relationship with your partner.
Yeah, I think that's like sort of a... That's a non-negotiable. We'll say that you pick relationship as one and then you pick two more. And we can role model this a little bit right now because if we were going to do this, we would want to do obviously our relationship, probably money.
Yes.
And fun. Would be a big one. And fun.
Yes. Relationship, money, and fun. Oh, yes, please.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So if it's December 2026.
Yes.
And I'm speaking like all of these things happened for me. Mm-hmm. I would say our relationship feels... light. I feel energized with you. I feel comfortable saying, doing anything with you that you've got my back. We feel supported. We are having lots of fun moments. We've already learned how to salsa dance and we're going out salsa dancing at least 2 to 3 times already. That we've definitely done more hikes and that we've planned for our overseas vacation in Greece. That we start having fun planning for that.
Yeah.
That's kind of like what I feel would be really cool.
I love that.
And then around money, that we are freely talking about our budget, staying on task, and being really mindful around never living beyond our means.
Yeah. Okay, for me, man, I'm looking back on last year, all of 2026, and in our relationship, we broke out of some of those communication patterns. I'm really aware of when I say something and it hurts you or
it
freaks you out. And I can tell like that you trust me more.
How so?
I feel like I can be me. I feel like if I do say something that you let me know in a way that is really hearable, that I catch myself. Sometimes, and I'm like, I could have said that in like a softer way.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
Around fun, we've really like made it a point every month to do something just for us. And we've done a few things that like neither of us have ever done before.
So we're feeling proud and adventurous.
Yeah, we've done something. We went to a goat farm, you know, whatever. Right. Like, wow, we did some things that were like novel together.
Love it.
And that was fun. And then money, gosh, looking back on this year, it just doesn't feel heavy when we talk about it.
Yeah, and, I like that.
And piggybacking on your thing about Greece is like we've saved a good bit amount of money for that trip already.
Yeah,
and,
so we're
and
talking
we're well
about,
on our way.
I love it.
Yeah.
See, it's like you just get excited and you're already living it so your body can feel that feeling. Because we want to help you get to that feeling and stay with that feeling daily, weekly, monthly, right? That's the format. So, okay. So really quick, one, reflect on last year. Two, what is your vision for 2026? Yep. Really feel it out like you've already lived that year. Our Relationship Renovation at Home Manual for Couples is now available on Amazon for $24.99. Check it out. It's going to be so helpful. It's going to be giving you all of the skills and tools we talk about on our podcast. So please go check it out. Your relationship is so worth this.
So now that we've sort of visualized what it's going to be like at the end of 2026 for each of our pillars, mm-hmm. which were our relationship, finances, and fun, now we're going to set an intention for each pillar. So if your pillars, I'm going to pick something different than what you and I did, right? So let's say spirituality. Say a couple said that spirituality is one of their pillars of this year and one of the things they're really going to set an intention for. So you might say, like, we're going to talk about spirituality at least once a week.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, or we're going to make an effort once a month to try out a spiritual community and see if it's a good fit.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. So yeah, make your intentions concrete. But don't overthink them, right? Yeah. So for like fun, one of ours is fun. It's like, okay, we're going to try to create one moment a month, you know, one day where we're doing something novel and it's fun and it's just the two of us, right? Perfect. Yep. So you're creating those three intentions based on the three categories you chose.
Yep. Now, and I think this is incredibly important, and yes. sometimes this could be a little bumpy, right? Is we're going to identify what would be the obstacles to us achieving our intentions, right? And I think this might be useful here. So say we would have done one around our relationship, or we will, and the intention was to be really mindful and gentle with each other around communication. And then I might say, well, an obstacle that I've noticed is I just forget. Like, yeah. I just don't keep it top of mind. And what that creates is then I'll just say something in a way that feels harsh to you, and then you react, and then I get defensive. And so it would be honestly the biggest obstacle for us, or for me in that, would be just like falling back into that pattern.
Yeah.
And sort of being, from my standpoint, like us being stubborn.
Yes, because I was going to say, to piggyback on that, because it's about follow through and consistency, right? And if you like, because you know, sometimes you forget. And then my thing would be like, well, if he forgets, I'm not going to remind him. Mm-hmm. That's my stubbornness, right? And we just don't want to do that. But the obstacle could be, I'm like, I'm digging my heels in too, because why is it always on me to follow through with everything? That's just not healthy. Clear is kind. Those are Brené Brown's words. Unclear is unkind. Hey, EJ, we really have to talk about our relationship and the communication and how soft we felt this week in it. We haven't done that yet this week. What's a good time?
Yeah. And so when you identify the obstacle, the next thing you're going to do is you're going to create sort of a little statement of how you're going to address it. So it's a, when this happens, we will this, right?
Yeah.
So in the example we're using, when I do forget and I just start communicating in my old ways, I will hold myself accountable. So when I fall back into that pattern because I just haven't been being mindful enough, I will hold myself accountable.
How?
By saying, hey, I did it. I'll be very upfront. I'll say, I noticed like when I said this, that you seem to draw away. That's my story. Is that hurt your feelings or that made you feel unsafe? And I'll take ownership that I really wasn't being mindful. And it just kind of came out of my mouth, and I'm going to be much more aware.
Yeah, I love that. And for me, it was like when follow through doesn't happen, I will make sure that we are setting aside 30 minutes whenever we need to make sure follow through does happen. So instead of me digging my heels in, feeling powerless that follow through doesn't happen, I will be like, hey, can we talk about this? Does that feel good?
That feels good.
Awesome.
All right. So here we are now at the end of the process. Like we've looked back at 2026, you know, projected ourselves into the future. We created our three pillars. Mm. We set intentions for those pillars. We looked at what the obstacles might be. Now we create systems that are going to help us achieve these goals, stick to these intentions.
What are those systems? Well, if you are a client that has been in our counseling center or doing the R&R at home, you will know these words very well. It's the daily check-ins, and it's the weekly check-ins, and then it's also monthly check-ins.
Yeah. And I know, like, at first when we were, like, putting this together, I was like, oh, my gosh, are we loading them up too much? But then I was like, you know, no. Because these are not, like, giant meetings that have to take hours, right?
No.
The daily check-ins are literally 3 to 5 minutes. You know, they're like at the beginning of the day, at a time where you know you can connect. The weekly are like, you know, hey, we have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the week, on Sunday morning, on Saturday evening, whenever it is. And then the monthlies are basically just one of your weeklies becomes a monthly, and it's like a little more.
You're zooming out, yeah.
Yeah, you're zooming out. So let's create like a framework for each one.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is just the daily check-in. Is there anything we can do today to further our intentions, or at the very least, just remind ourselves that on a daily basis, we are working towards these three pillars?
And always checking in with just like how you're feeling, right? Because people have shifts daily, hourly, minutely. but you're always trying to get a hold of each other's emotional landscape. And we do hear couples who even forget like their daily or weekly check-in, like they will just feel a little disconnected. So even getting that practice going, even if you're not in a good place, like knowing like, oh, EJ is feeling a little checked out today. I know that because he shared that in his daily check-in. And so today might not be like the best day to talk about, oh, how can we further our intentions that we talked about for this year?
Yeah.
And it's just really important to have each other's like emotional landscape intuited into it.
And our daily check-ins literally at times are like 90 seconds. You know, they're not, sometimes they're extremely short. They're like, you know, in between like making lunches and feeding, you know, kids breakfast. Like they can be super short, but direct and to the point. And they can, I mean, we won't lie to you, like there'll be like 3 or 4 days that go by and we don't do it.
We didn't do it this
But then we
morning.
Circle back to it at some point. Like one of us has the wherewithal to be like, we haven't done our check-in in a few days. Let's like make sure we do that today. So we have daily check-ins where you're just like, is there anything I could do today? Or can we just remind ourselves of these three pillars? How are you feeling? How am I feeling? I'm feeling a little rushed. I'm feeling excited. I'm feeling fatigued. Next is the weekly check-in, right?
Yep.
And the weekly check-in, we want to start that positive. It starts again probably with like, you know, how you doing today? But it quickly gets into what are our wins?
Yep.
You know, hey, Tara, this week I put $50 into our grease fund.
Mm,
let me just make sure you know that. Because that's sometimes a thing with Tara and I. We're like, there'll be something's on her mind. She's getting anxious about it. Something involves the two of us. I've done it, but I haven't told her. And if I have that weekly check-in and I can say,
yes,
hey, honey, I put, you know, X amount of dollars into our fund. She's like, oh my God, I was thinking that you just like forgot about that and it wasn't important to you. And I have the ability to let her know. Now, with wins come misses. You know, like what are the ways in which we weren't connected to our intentions, to those three pillars? And those can be hard because in general, I'm thinking I want to cop to my own misses. Like I want to use misses as a time to say like, hey, T, like I wasn't as mindful this week about the way I communicated and I'm aware of that. I probably don't want to be like, you know, Tara, you didn't bring up the budget at all this week, and you really missed on that one, you know, because that's not going to feel good. And so I would really encourage you to look at the misses as things that you're taking personal responsibility for.
And the idea is just like we have our yearly reset, right? New Year's, is that you can have a weekly reset. So if you have all misses, that's okay. We get to reset. If you have all wins, awesome. We get to reset and even have more wins. So just look at it as a reset to gain your traction. We all know this happens to all of us. We're very inconsistent as humans, and it's okay.
And I think resets personally, I don't know if you know about this about me or not, Tara, but like resets are important because they feel like grace. Like they feel like you, to myself and to you, if like, you know, say I say that yeah, I haven't been as mindful talking to you in a way where you feel really safe, and I have been kind of abrupt. And if you're like, okay, well, let's just really reset about that, honey. Like, that's okay. Like, let's just like set the intention
feeling of it.
That we're going to let go of last week and we're going to move into this week fresh. That to me feels, that feels like love and care to me when we're able to do a reset together.
Yes, it's so important. It's like the most important thing ever because we all get so stuck in powerlessness and like, here we go again. We can't follow through again. Not happening again. I'm going to dig my heels in again because this just keeps happening over and over. Having that reset even on a weekly basis is so important. Because imagine if you weren't doing that and then like you're stumbling, and now it's like an every 3 month reset. That's just going to, you're going to have way more time to build all of that resentment and frustration. So, yeah.
And so the last check-in is your monthly check-in. And it's basically just every 4 weeks, your weekly check-in becomes a monthly check-in. And I think that's when you really want to do like a big zoom out around each pillar and maybe take a little bit longer of like, okay, like, man, we are really struggling with fun. Like we have that intention to do novel things together and we haven't. So like, how do we really create a plan this month where we are going to do something? Like
you're setting yourself up for success. You're looking at like, why was this area so difficult? And you're trying to be really realistic, right? Maybe someone was really sick that month, or maybe extra busy, or some family stuff happening. Like all of it is okay. But you're just like trying to be really realistic, because if you have this thing that you keep not doing, that probably means you have an unrealistic intention for that. And now you're just going to feel crappy, like, oh my God, we just can't do this. And that's not true. But you want to be really realistic for yourself so that you can set yourselves up for success. Even if it's like, we're just going to start with daily check-ins and weekly check-ins, like, and just talking about our feelings. Maybe that's your whole intention. That's awesome. Yeah.
And hopefully also in your monthly check-in, there's some celebration, right? There's some recognition. Like maybe, you know, this month, like, wow, like Tara, you were so like plugged into our budget. You asked about it. Like,
that terrifies me when you say that.
Yeah.
But, I had like an ab reaction.
Or like, or like, wow, there were times where you really critical thought your way through whether we should spend money on this or that. And I just really want to recognize that for you, Tara.
Dude, that would be amazing. You go.
Well,
I'll let you guys know how this goes.
I will celebrate you.
Okay, the final thing, you guys, this is important because we're almost done. Thank you for listening this long. It's just you're always going to return to your center, which is united together in our 2026 yearly intentions. It's inevitable that we will wander off. It is just, we are human. We will wander off.
Yeah. But I mean, what I love about this process is like, imagine, Tara, us sitting last week of 2026 and thinking about like all the big shifts we made around our relationship, around having fun together, and around our finances. Like we're going to look at back at 26 and we're going to be like, we did it. We did what we said we were going
to
do.
You know, I just had this idea. Okay, everyone listen to this.
Yes.
What if we always did this in our studio? And what if we just uploaded it just for our Patreon membership, the free? And then we do our weeklies and our monthly. So it's constantly role modeled. So people are also being like, oh, Tara and EJ did their weekly and their monthly, and they're posting it up there.
All right.
And I love it. That's going to help
us challenge.
Accountable.
All right. So go, as soon as you get done listening to this, join our free Patreon community. You just click it at the top of the show notes. It's a super easy thing. You'll get updates anytime we put more information, which we're constantly doing. And we promise in the week that this podcast episode comes up, we will tell you what our three pillars are.
We're going to go through the whole thing.
We're going to the whole damn thing.
We need to hold each other accountable. Right, all of us, like in this world.
And you guys can post on there what your
I'm so nervous, what your three pillars are. Because you guys, we're not going to lie. We're like the first to say, like, dude, we didn't do our daily check-in today.
Tara's the first to tell me which ones I'm not following through on.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening. We wish everyone the happiest of New Year's of 2026, that you're safe, that you get to love freely and be loved freely, because it's the most amazing thing in the entire world. Even though there's still uncomfortable moments, you build trust that you can handle it yourself and together. And as always, take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Me and you just singing on the train. Me and you listening to the rain. Me and you, we are the same. Me and you have all the fame we need. Indeed, you and me, are we?